Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special time where I say she with you. Schus Abish Lamit Basilan Esther, Makarach Masar Yehudis, Chai Chafei Vaspachai Dispasia, Fraim Ben Rus, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Shchoy Soil. We're continuing our series of Shiulim in the Torah of the Rugged Shover, based on the Akdama to the Rugged Shover at Sefer's Menei Chal Chumish. So there's certain things that are Nifal Al Yidei Das, that you need active Das, that the Das is a Gorem Pa'il, it's an active force. However, there are other areas where das isn't active, but a lack of das is a chisaron. You don't need active das, but a lack of das is a chisaron. So, for example, we have a gemara in Meseches Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that if somebody is mudr hana, Reuven's not allowed to get hana from Shimon, and Shimon takes trumas and maisers for Reuven, so it's okay. It's not considered that Reuven's getting hana from Shimon. And the Rava says it's talking about a case where he says kol arotza litrom yavo v'yitrom. So as the Ran explains that in such a case, like Abichumain is a gili das, you don't need active das, you just need not to be opposed. You can't, you didn't, as long as he didn't make an explicit shliach, then it's fine. This is not a shlichut pi'ila, it's only a b'chinas gili das of ratzon v'askama. So the das isn't, doesn't have to be a gorin, but the lack of das is a chisaron. So here he didn't have a lack of das, and he said anybody wants to be toirim should be toirim, and then Shimon was toirim. So since he didn't explicitly appoint Shimon as a shliach, he's not over on the issue of getting hana from Shimon. On the other hand, the truma is a good truma because all you need is a lack of opposition. You don't need dat pi'ilah, you need dat svilah, you need passive das. And here he has passive das that he's happy. He says, anyone wants to do it can do it. So as long as he's not explicitly appointing Shimon to do it, so that's considered passive das because he didn't specifically tell Shimon. And that's enough that it counts for truma, but it's also fine that it's not considered that he's getting hana from Shimon because he didn't actively appoint him. And the most famous machlokas in Gan Shas, maybe Yeh Shalom Midas, Abai says not Yehush, Rabbi says it's Yehush, Abai says Yeh Shalom Midas isn't Yehush because he didn't know, so he didn't have Yehush and have Yehush. Rabbi says, I don't know it's Yehush because when he finds out, he's going to have Yehush. So how does Yehush work? So according to Chava, how does Yehush work? That you don't need active Das for Yehush as long as you don't have Akpada, that this object should be yours, that's considered Yehush. So if you find that afterwards that he is Misyayish, that means that he didn't have akpada, that this object was his. In other words, you don't need such a strong, it doesn't have to be b'shas maisa. You don't have dat pi'ila b'shas maisa. According to Abaye, you need dat pi'ila b'shas maisa. You need active das. And therefore, yeush lemi das, Abaye says, is not considered yeush. It's not considered yeush because he didn't have active das, and therefore it's not yeush. Rabbi says, it is yeush because you don't need active das. You don't need active yeush. All you need is that you're not makbit that this object should be in your possession, and it's enough if afterwards you say that you're misyash afterwards, the person's misyash afterwards. V'lashon rabbeinu im tzorach l'isyash lasis b'lo tzorach rak sh'lo lo yakbit. V'echad tzorach lasis lo shaykh l'mer g'lem v'slam afreya. The shayla is if for yeush you need to actively do a pula, or just that you shouldn't be makbit. And where you need to do, it's not shaykh to say Gloa Muslim Afreya became clear afterwards, but where you just need not to be makbid, then we can say Gloa Muslim Afreya, that it's revealed afterwards. As long as the word is that you can't have das lahefech, in other words, as long as you have no hakpada, that you should own this object, there we can say, in such a case, we can say Gloa Muslim Afreya, Gloa Muslim Afreya. If you need an active das, and the Gloa Muslim Afreya doesn't help, but you don't need active das. You just need a saras hakpada. What is yesh? Yes, I'm not makwe that the object should be mine. So there, since that's like a weaker type of yesh, there we say as Gloa Muslim Afreya, and that's Rava, that yesh lami das have a yesh. Rava says you need an active yesh, and therefore you need, in real time, b'shas ma'isi, you need yesh. So again, that's das pil and das vila. However, there's another hakira, like have a mahusa yesh. Yesh have a kamosha bami ad nigzol yad gazno, ad imamutza tzacha mamish zen it's yesh. So what's pshat in Yehush? Is Yehush directly, when Reuven is misyayish, it means it's directly going from Reuven to Shimon, or no? The Yehush is like a middle party. So there's a lashon of the Rosh in Maseches Yevam, in Maseches Nedarim, at Daf Lamed Aleph, that he writes, V'ina siyayish mimenu havei kamo nitna la'achir, that if somebody is misyayish, if the nignav, a nigzal is misyayish, so the, it's like somebody else gave it to the gazlan. As a reidas harosh, yesh ikukoyach shlishi ha'oimed beinayim. Yesh is like a third party that stands between the goizel and the nigzel, the ma'abid and the moitze, yesh like a third party. It's not that the gazlan is giving, the nigzal is giving the gazlan anything, because he wasn't messiah for the sake of the gazlan. He's messiah from the object, and the gazlan is zeiche me etzem uvda ta yeush. And the gazlan is zeiche because of the yeush. Because the Gemara there says, what's the din? Rav Chiya Bar Avin asks Rava, what's the din if he says, Kikari Alecha, V'netna Lo B'matana? He says, this is, my kikar is asu to you. Then he gives him his matana, what's the din? So Rava says, it's pashut that Yavle Matana Asir. He gives him his matana, it's asir, even though Reuben said, my kikar, now he's giving the loaf to Shimon. Still, since it was originally Reuven's, and now he's giving it to Shimon, it's asir, even though it's no longer Reuven's kikar. Rabbi still said it's pashat that it's asir. So then Rav Chiya Bar Avin retorts, "Kikari alecha lafuke mai." When he says kikari alecha, what's it coming to exclude? "My love lafuke di ganvi minim nignav." Is it not coming to exclude if it was stolen? What does that mean? What is he saying? What's his response to Rava? So the Rosh explains from Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz. Bitmia. This is a kasha on what you said that matana is aser. Why? Dim do'an v'menu shem b'terasel afishetz demir shusav l'adla b'atana. U'may shna me'hu ta'imah t'sharis nignava yislach l'mishri nami nitin lo b'matana. If he stole it and you hold that it's mutter, you should hold that it's mutter, because it went out of his rishus and not nitin lo b'matana. In other words, Rav Chiya Bar Avin is assuming that if ganva minei mignav, that kikari alech is excluding ganva minei mignav, that if he stole it, then he can take it if Shimon is Mudar Hana from this Kikar from Reuven. If he stole it, there's no longer an Isra Hana because it's not Reuven's anymore. So then, but not Nidna Loba Matana, not if it was given to Shimon as a gift. If you give it to Shimon as a gift, Shimon can't be Nana. Frecht Chibarovin, according to Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, brought by the Rosh. Umayshna, what's the difference? New time in the Shavuot, Nidna Vais, Lachu Mishinami, Nidna Loba Matana, for the same reason that you're Matir. Nignava, you should also be matir, nitin lo b'matana. Azoi, kach mefaresh, Rav, Rabbi Lezer, mimitz. For the same reason that you're matir, nignava, you should also be matir, nitin lo b'matana. And the Rosh says, velo ner, it's not, it doesn't appear to me that this is correct. Why not? Because if he was messiahish, if he was not messiahish, the nignav, the person who was stolen from, so it's taka aser. You can't say that it's matir, it's taka aser. So you're going to say that he was Messiah. You know why it's mutter? It's like giving it to somebody else. So you can't compare that when it's if I'm reading his kasha right. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what he means. So I'm not 100% sure I'm correct. But if I'm reading it right, the kasha of the Rosh is that when it comes to Matana, so then Reuven's giving it directly to Shimon, that's going to be Aser. But here, it's like going through a third party. It's Al Yidei Yeush. And Rabbeinu, and therefore the Rosh, is a different pshat. In other words, because according to the pshat of Rav Lezer Mimitz, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin's kasha doesn't make sense. Because if it's talking about a case, the Gneva case, where the Nignav wasn't Messiah, so Taka doesn't belong to the Ganav. And I'm talking about where it was Messiah, you can't compare that to Matana. Because it's like somebody else, it's like he gave it to somebody else. Matana, Reuven's directly giving it to Shimon. But if Shimon steals it from Reuven, then it's going through someone else. So since he writes, Kevan Shekotev is Dumel Parosh, and therefore the Rosh is a different pshat, because he doesn't like Rav Elazar Mimitz's pshat. And he says a different pshat. El hachi kamar. We'll get back to the yesh being the middleman in a moment. Hachi kamar. Akarach lafuke dignav mignav shem mutter. What are they coming to exclude? That if it's stolen, it should be mutter. Halo nafek mer shusei. It's still in the rishus of the of Reuven. Gott mein Schleuden, sie heißt mir mein. Fiasen mir, sie heißt jetzt der Ruben. So it can't be coming to exclude a case of Geneva, then in the case of Geneva, Shimon can take it because it's still Reuven. He has a Messiah. So what then is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude Nidlov Matana. Nidlov Matana, he was Messiah. The Rosh Pshat seems glad, right? In other words, the Rosh is saying that Ruchia Barabin's Kasha is Mapitom. He can't be coming to exclude a case of Geneva if he was a Messiah. Why? Because if he was a Messiah, then what's the din? If he was a Messiah, then it still belongs to Reuven. Of course, Shimon can't be named. So when he says Kikari, what's he coming to exclude? The case of Matana. That if he gives him Matana, then Shimon can take it. And it's not like you, Rav, if he gives him Matana, he can't take it. Akopanim, mikivan she'arosh kotev bakushia, shim netiyesh domek misha netna la'acher, harei shedat arosh she'yushu kekoach shel shiso. Kuyeush is like a middleman that stands in the middle, omed benyam. Klomar, this is the Rav Kasher Masbir, einan exal noten la'gazlan klum she'arei, lo netiyesh b'shvilo. ומתייאש מן החפץ והגזלן הזה זוכה מעצם עובדת הייאוש. The Nigzal isn't giving the Gazlan anything. Because he wasn't Messiah for him. He's a Koyach Shlishi. He's Messiah from the Chefetz. And the Gazlan is zoche מעצם עובדת הייאוש. That's why he can take it. He wasn't giving it to him. It's coming through a third party. Through the Yeush. So you see that according to the Rosh, Yeush is a Koyach Shlishi Mutsa. ובלשון רבני פליגיה ראש וחש ידמיר ראש מש בשם דהיך את הנשיאה when he's Messiah, it's not that Reuven is giving it to Shimon. According to Rashi, it's Mashmah that Reuven is giving it directly to Shimon. But according to the Rosh, we've been Isaac in the Rosh, it's Mashmah that it's going through a third party. It goes from Reuven through Yeush to Shimon. Super Gevalt. V'kach mitpareshet ha'gmara. That's also how we can explain the following Gemara. That the Gemara says in Meseches, Vavakame, and of Samach Vav, Amud Beis, Gazal Chametor Lava Pesach, Ham Larech Shachol Afanecha. We came to Mati Yidin Yisura, Vadim Yayesh, Visagadad Yayesh Kaine, Amayar Malarech Shachol Afanecha, Tmei Malay Boish Lumei Lei, if somebody's Gazal Chametz, and Avra Lava Pesach and Pesach passes, he could say, here's your Chametz, Bevakasha, here's your, I'm giving it back. Aye, when the time of Isser comes, Vadai, the Nigzal is Messiah. So if you hold Yeush is kaina, so how can you say, Hareshul Chalafanecha, take it back? Mapitom. Mapitom, take it back. He has to pay back money now. Because it already became the Gazlans. It must be Yeush is in kaina, and therefore never became the Gazlans. Chshav. Im no mar, shekinyan heyush mashmoto avram erushutan exal erushutak azlan, ketzadu makner, hayev shal laknot yisur hana ala acher, venimtsa shelo hekna lo davar, if you hold that Kinyan Yeush means that you're Mavir, you pass it on from the Rishus of the Nigzal to the Rishus of the Gazlan, so how is the Nigzal passing it over to the Gazlan? You can't be Makne Isure Hanoah to someone else. So he wasn't Makne anything to him. So what's the Tmi of the Gemara? Oh, he has to pay him money because it already belonged to the Gazlan to Shimon. Mapitom. How is Reuven makin it to Shimon? He can't be makin it Surayana. Aval im no mal, she'ayushu davar notzar memeila, ve'no akna shal nigzal. No, the nigzal is Messiah, and then the yeush is something that created automatically, and that yeush passes it on kiviyachol to the rishus of the gazlin. So then he has to pay mammon. He can't say reishal chalafanecha because what happened? Reuven was Messiah, and then he wasn't makin it to Shimon, but automatically the yeush gave it over to Shimon. And since the Yeush gave it over to Shimon, so now Shimon, to make Malia, now he has to pay him good money. It's Shimon's, and he stole something worth money, so he has to give money back. And he can't give him this back because he's not giving him the same item. It used to be Reuven, now it's Shimon's. It's not if it was still Reuven, so he can give Reuven. He says, here's your thing, here's your stuff. But you can't say, here's your stuff. Because he stole something worth money, now it's not worth money anymore. So he has to give him the Meimahalya Baishlam. Because Yeush is kaina. If you say Yeush is kaina, then he has to pay him money. Because he was kaina this, And now it went down and went down significantly. It's not worth anything. It was Chum Shel Erev Pesach. So you can't say this is yours, keep it. It's no. It went into Shimon's Rishus. And now Shimon has to repay Reuven what he stole, something worth money. But how did it go? The point is that we're making, how did it go into Shimon's Rishus? It went into Shimon's Rishus because you can't be Makanei Surei Hana. The answer is no. Reuven was Messiah. Shimon Mele went into Rishus of Shimon. That if the Nar came and washed away his donkey, so then he says, no, I'm not Messiah, it doesn't help. Yochanan says, Chazak is Messiah. Why? Because if he needed an active Yehush by the lose the person who lost the object. So he's not having active yesh. But it's Dabra Bama Mela. So it's like Rabbeinu writes, Nasik Tzavech al Beito ve'al Sfinato Shetava Bayam. It's like he's screaming out on his house that fell, or on his ship that what's it called, at sea, that sunk at sea. And the Mela is saying, I'm not Messiah, doesn't help. You don't need to have active yesh. He knows that it was lost. And Memela, since he knows it's lost, he sees it being washed away. Memela, it's the Yeush is Nifal. It's automatic, and it's like he quiet about his house that's falling. Oh, my house isn't falling. Mapitomi, you see that your house is falling. So your words are meaningless, and his ship is drowning. It's sinking. So no, my ship isn't sinking. Mapitomi, your ship is sinking. Give a kick. You see that your ship is sinking. So Memela, Nachum Omrim, Shem. Because the Yerush is Memela, he sees it happening, and he doesn't need an active Yerush. It's enough that that he sees that it's getting lost, and Memela, the Yerush is Poel, that it's not his anymore. Top, Advarim Ayun Eflaim Kamot Amid. ואני מאוד מקווה, יש לנו עוד הרבה הרבה מה להספיק ומה ללמוד בתורת הרוגת שובר, וגם שבדורנו כל הזמן מוציאים, לא כל הזמן, אבל הרבה הוציאו new swarm of the rocket shover, so I just feel like, oh, there's so much to do, so much to cover, ברוך השם. אז זה החוכמה, they have a lot of rocket shovers with perish. Rocket shover without a perish, you need to be quite the bucky and the guy, you need to be both a bucky and call it Tarakula. In Shas and Vishainim, in order to understand the Ragat Shavar, and also need to be a Gaon to understand, just to figure out what he's talking about, even if you know all the information. Baruch Hashem, they put out a lot of Perushim. So hopefully we will continue this amazing series. Hashem should give us the Karach and the Simcha. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.